Hunt for Heritage in Goa, Part 1. Destination Goa attracts most tourists from anywhere in the world that visit India. And these folks flock here for its long coastline that offers a variety of beach experiences ranging from the usual sun, sand, and surf to water sports, dolphin watching, exotic seafood, local brew fanny, and more. What most travelers ignore during their visit is the rich history of this coastal gem. The Portuguese ruled Goa from the early 16th century to the mid-20th century. It was the true Wild West of India, always under the threat of an attack from the sea by the marauding Dutch, British, Spanish, and other armadas, and from within the land by the valiant Marathas. Small wonder the forts and fortresses dot this coastal state, some of them intact, the others in ruins. This Portuguese influence extends beyond these forts to some residential areas too, like Fontinhas and Panjim. Besides that, the archaeologists found the first signs of life in India in Goa, at Moxi and Uslamo. Very few signs exist, but these are from the prehistoric era. And then there are Harvalam, caves. These 6th century caves are also called Pandava caves since there are 5 chambers. Through this and the following post, I'll share 2 distinct itineraries to help you plan your hunt for heritage in Goa. Assuming you've made Kalangud Beach your base in Goa, the first itinerary takes you north and east of Kalangud. And the second, southeast and south of Kalangud. Forts and fortresses. Get set to experience some exquisite heritage gems. An early start from Kalangud and an 8.5-kilometer drive will take you to Chapaura Fort in Vagator. More popular by the name of Dil Chadahi Fort, by virtue of the cult movie shot here. It was built by a Muslim ruler Adil Shah and was originally called Shahura. Portuguese rechristened it Chaparro, pronounced Chapara. The fort has a seesaw history of having changed hands from the Marathas to the Portuguese to the Mughals, and back, a few times over. While only the ruins of the wall remain, it is a popular haunt for the locals and travelers. From here, hurry down, and drive off to Tairakal Fort. This drive will amuse you as you go all the way up north, cross over to Maharashtra, and then loop back into Goa. This 17th century fort was a crude encampment during the King of Suantwati's reign. After the Portuguese occupied it, they revamped it during the late 18th century. All you find here is a massive bastion that juts into the sea, barracks, and a chapel. Barracks now have metamorphosed into a boutique luxury hotel with 7 rooms named after the days of the week. Next stop, Korjuam Fort. It is located almost 50 kilometers southeast from Tairakal. While many forts are along the coast, a few also exist inland. Korjuam is one such inland fort, a river island fortress, just 4 kilometers from village Aldana. It was built in the early 18th century. The fort defended the Portuguese from the Marathas, Bonzals, and the Rajput Rains who had set up camps just across the river. It also acted as the first line of defense for Panjim. Beyond forts. From here, a short 18-kilometer drive will take you to Harvalam, caves. Dating back to the 6th century CE, people believe traveling Buddhists carved these. Though, presence of the Shiva lingas reflects their Brahmin origin or conversion to Shaivite caves. The lower part of these lingas have characters in Brahmi script carved on them. A few hundred meters further up, just past the Rudrashwar temple, is Harvalam Falls, a scenic, idyllic spot to relax. Further east, after another 18 kilometers, you reach Moxi prehistoric stone engravings and petroglyphs. These telltale signs at Moxi are one of the first signs of life in the Indian subcontinent. The engravings at Moxi, found on the rocks by the banks of a seasonal river's arm, a tributary of Velas River, reflect the prehistoric man had already invented tools and implements like chisel and hammer. From Moxi, the spot furthest east on this itinerary, you drive back. A revered cave temple of Siddhanath lies 22 km west of Moksi. Even this spot is called Pandava's Caves. This cave temple has a Swayambhu, self-manifested, Shivalinga, and people from the locality come and pray here even today. Back to a fort. As you continue your drive back, you would reach a village in Tiswati, 30 settlements. Here, up a narrow unpaved path, you find St. Istvam Fort. It is another river island fortress. Built in 1668, they also call it the Fort of St. Francis Xavier. The vantage of the fort offered a view of the entire landscape, plains on one side, and the river on the other. By now, I am positive you'd feel enriched discovering the lesser known and lesser visited heritage landmarks of Goa. And a comfortable 1 hour drive will bring you back to your touristy base. Next week, we'll head south and southeast from Kalangud Beach and discover more. Don't lose these hidden gems, pin them for reference.